And as we mentioned before, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a man, he got married only one time, to Khadija radiallahu anha. As a messenger, he got married to 11 wives. So we need to separate the two things. As a man, human being who needs to get married, he only got married to one wife. She was 15 years older than him. And he stayed with her for 25 years, not marrying anybody else. After she died, 2 years he did not get married to anyone. And when he got married after that, he got married to someone who was over 30 years older than him. Very old. Actually, Sauda, one time she went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she was apologizing. She's saying, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, I'm getting too old. I don't have any interest in men anymore. I mean, I'm just very old." She was over 80 years old. So why did he do that? And again, that answers the people who say the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this out of desire or anything like that. God forbid. It was all because he was a messenger. And we said, if you want to learn how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reacted and treated his wives at home, the best thing to do is to learn the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and how he dealt with his wives. Now, the next, and as we said before, the only wife that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got married to, and she was not married before, was only Aisha radiallahu anha. Everyone else was married before him. Now, we're talking, inshallah, about Salama. Her name is Hind bintu Abi Umayyah. Hind bintu Abi Umayyah. Her father was called Abu Umayyah. Abu Umayyah had this trait about him, that he got this nickname called Zadur Rakb. Zadur Rakb. Zad means food. Rakb means travelers. So the food of travelers, how did he get that nickname? If you travel with this man, he will get so upset if anyone else brings the food other than him. No. And he has to bring the food to, and he doesn't care. Tribe, two tribes, 100 people, 200 people traveling. He's the one who feeds everyone. To the point that people were calling him the food of the travelers. Not the one who feeds the food. He himself became the food because he's always bringing the food to the people. So that's her father. And by the way, her father was a mushrik. Still, it's a nice point here to say, even the mushrik who did good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded his daughter by getting married to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on. So he was very generous. Her father, Zadur Rakb, any travelers go with him, he will always feed them until they get back. Now, her husband, of course, we said before she got married to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was married, Abu Salama. His name is Abdullah ibn Abi Abdi Asad. Now, he's a brother in Rada'a with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the meaning of brother in Rada'a? Means they both were breastfed by the same woman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had more than 10 brothers in Rada'a. One of them will be, you'll be surprised, Hamza, his uncle, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. Which means, not at the same time, of course, but if the same lady breastfeed two people, even at different times, they are brothers in Rada'a. So he was brother in Rada'a of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The two, Salama and Abu Salama, of course, they got the name from their child. Salama was their first child. They accepted Islam together, and they say this is the first family that accepted Islam, husband and wife. And when you read about the companions, you see most of the time there was a problem between a brother and his brother, maybe a brother and a father, but never a problem between a husband and wife. You read the stories of the companions, whenever one of them accepts Islam, the other one right away accepts Islam. Whenever the husband accepts Islam, the wife follows him, or the other way around. Very, very rare to see that the husband accepts Islam and his wife says, which tells us that they were as families, they were close. And unlike us nowadays, everybody is in their own world. Back then, one of the family, the husband accepts Islam, the wife, and vice versa. They accepted Islam and they performed Hijrah to Habasha, and there Allah gave them, granted them Salama, their child. After that, they got three more children. They named them Umar, because of Umar al-Khattab. Imagine that Umar was still alive and they named their child Umar. That's how much Umar was loved at that time. And two girls, two boys and two girls, Salama and Umar, and the girls were Durra and Zainab. Zainab was very young when her father Abu Salama died. Now something really tragic happened when Salama and Abu Salama decided to do Hijrah to Medina. They were able to do it to Habasha, but now they want to do it to Medina. And that's when Salama's family got upset. They were all mushrikeen.